Hi guys, welcome back to Doing Motherhood Differently. I'm Brittany, and this week I'm talking to you guys all about self-care. So as a working mother, getting time alone is extremely hard. Like, I rarely have moments to myself. And for the past almost 10 years, my life has revolved around being a mom. I had Elijah, and then he was an only child for 7.5 years, and then I had Grayson. So like, I've been mothering pretty much full nonstop for 10 years. Well, I have just not pretty much I have been mothering for 10 years, and honestly, taking care of myself has really taken a serious backseat to my everyday life. But this year I really decided I wanted to be more intentional with carving out time for myself and being more present with myself when I'm away from home and the kids. Basically, like, if I'm out and I'm doing something, you know, for myself, getting my nails done, getting my hair done, I'm not really worried about what's going on at home. I'm focused on, you know, my time away from home. I'm focused on me. It's my me time. Some ways that I've decided that I am tapping into my self-careness, and I know that's not a word, but I'm going to use it anyway, I did join a gym. Now, I don't go as often as I should go, but when I do go, I am focused on me and I am focused on my workouts, and it makes me feel good because I know that I'm doing something for me. I know that I'm bettering myself, and it feels good. You know, those machines are no joke, and they do require all of my attention the entire time that I'm there. And like I said, I don't go as often as I should or as I need to go. So if you are in the Cleveland area and you want to, you know, meet me at the gym, hit me up. I do have a habit of making everything that I do about my boys and my family. And while that's not a bad thing, I have to learn that I can't be everything for everyone and nothing for myself. That's how you get burnout, and no one likes a burnout mama. Nobody, because you can't do anything for anyone. You can't pour from an empty cup. Something else that I have done and decided to do this year is be more intentional with my friends. I don't have many friends, so the few friends that I do have, you know, I have decided to be more intentional with my friends. You know, all of us moms need a break away from our kids and our household duties. So when one of my girls wants to get together and I agree to be there, I have to make sure that I'm there and I'm actually enjoying myself. So one other thing that I did do this year was I did join a book club, and it's a really impactful and important book club for me because the books that we are reading, they're not just ordinary books. They are books that help you, you know, with motivation, and just they impact your life and they speak into your life. So these are really good books, and it is a all-female book club, and we meet once a month, and I really love it because I do take away something from each meeting that we have. So if that is also something that I've decided to do, I really, really enjoy reading, and I don't read as much as I used to just because, you know, with kids and work, and my life is just so busy now that I don't really have time to read as much as I used to. But I do like this book club because it gives me a whole month to read a book, and it's just something that's really good for me that I really, really like. You know, I think that as a mom and as a woman, I've just been so wrapped up in making sure that my family is good and that my boys are well taken care of that I've forgotten about myself. I've become an afterthought to me, and that's just not something that I like about, you know, where my life has gone, because, you know, I'm not saying that I should be first, but I should be first at some point of my life. You know, don't get me wrong, I love my family and I would do anything for them, but I love me too, and there are things that I have to do just for me, and I can't feel bad about doing those things. One thing that I do struggle with is consistently having time for myself. I mean, as of lately, the most time that I spend alone is when I'm driving to work. At this point in my life, I'm kind of like scheduling my appointments, during my lunch break just to make sure that I can get them done. When I get off of work, I like to be off of work and to come home and to be with my kids and to be with my family. I really hate having to run errands when I get off of work. Not only have I been at work all day, but now I have to go fight through crowds and go to the grocery store or go to the mall or go, you know, do this or go do that. And I don't want to have to do that. So I try to get as much done during the day as I can so that I don't have to do those things, or get those things done on the weekend so that I don't have to do those things after work, because I really just want to come home and be in my home and be with my kids. And I really don't want to make it seem like I just don't like being with my kids, because I do. But I also know that being a mother is hard, and at times it can be overwhelming and stressful. And let me just tell you, there are times that I need a refresher, and there is nothing wrong with that. If you don't take the time to take a step back and to realize what you need to do to make yourself feel better, you're never going to feel better, and you're just always going to feel burnt out and stressed out and overwhelmed. So another way that I take some time out for myself is I write in a journal. It's something that I can do once my boys go to bed and, you know, Norris isn't home. It gives me a way to reflect and not keep things that I'm feeling inside. It's a release for me, so that way if it's something that I don't want to talk about as it's happening or as it has happened, I don't immediately have to talk about it. It kind of gives me, I can release, I can get it out so that I'm not holding it inside. But then if I need to go back later to talk about it with, you know, Norris or my mom or someone, I still have that reference and I can still go back and I can still, you know, talk about it without it being held up inside for months at a time. For me, it really is about the little things that I can do to make myself feel like a woman who's not just a mother. I'm a woman first before I was a mom. So it kind of, self-care to me is making myself feel more like the woman that I used to be before I had my kids. And not necessarily the woman that I was before, but just like doing the little things that I used to do, you know, before I had my kids. And no, one thing that I will say is that I really do have a supportive partner in Norris. You know, if there is something that I want to do with one of my friends or after work, we kind of work together as a team, to make sure that he's able to be there with the boys. And, you know, he knows the importance of having the same partner. So, you know, we do, and, you know, we take our time to have, you know, time away from the kids and to have time together so that we're not just parenting the kids and that's it. We also make sure that, you know, we do go on dates and we do hang out together, or, you know, we do come together in the evenings and, you know, talk or watch a show or, you know, what have you. But we also make sure that we make that time for each other as well, because if we don't make that time for each other, then, you know, we are essentially just two parents living in a household. So ladies, self-care is not just doing what is right and healthy for you, but it all trickles down to the tiny humans that we're raising. If we aren't happy and healthy, then how can we expect our kids to be? It all starts at home and it all starts with us. If you're, you know, grumpy and upset all the time, you know, that starts to rub off on your kids, and then you're raising these unhappy, grumpy kids. And you know what they turn into? Unhappy, grumpy adults. And we don't need any more of those in the world. You know, so my advice to you, mama, is read that book that you've been eyeing. Take that long bath with your wine, because we all need some wine in our lives. You know, go to the gym, write in your journal, buy yourself some flowers. Do what makes and keeps you happy and sane. You know, it really is about the little things when it comes to self-care. It's not just about, you know, let me get my nails done and let me get my hair done. It's about feeling good on the outside, but it is also about feeling good on the inside, because that inside will push through on the outside. If you feel good inside, it's going to show on the outside. So before I wrap, I just want to say that self-care is all about giving the world the best of you, not what is left of you. You don't want to give your all to your kids and your family and your boyfriend or your husband or whomever, and then there's nothing left of you, and then you're just sort of this empty shell of a person. You have to put yourself first, and then everything else will fall into place. You know, like I said before, you cannot pour from an empty cup. You have to maintain some sort of routine that is just for you, that is just yours. It's, you know, I know our lives are never easy. They're all different. You just have to kind of make your time out for yourself. So, you know, be more intentional, be more consistent with your self-care. And I know that that's something that I definitely need to work on. I definitely need to work on my consistency with my self-care and taking time out for myself. I was just telling Norris that since we moved into our home about 9 months ago, that I don't think I've ever been in our house alone. Like, it's either been me and him at home and the kids aren't around, or it's been me and both kids, or me and one kid, but I've never just had an empty, quiet house to myself. And that's something that I think I want to try to strive for in the coming weeks, is having an empty house where it's just me and I can read or journal or catch up on my wine drinking and my sleeping. But I just feel like that's something that I need, because, you know, as a mom, there are times where I'm feeling overwhelmed and there are times where I feel frustrated. And before I let myself take that out on the kids, I need to just step back and just, you know, refresh and regroup. And, you know, that's what every mom needs. So thank you all so much for listening, and make sure that you are subscribed so that you don't miss anything. And I will see everyone next week. Thank you guys so much. Bye.